Hi, this is a dictation for patient Louis M. McClung, L-O-I-S-M-C-C-L-U-N-G. Date of birth is 11-1-1939, date of accident 6-11-2022, date of service 8-29-2022. History of presenting illness. Chief complaints are a fracture of the right elbow and radial fracture, pain in the lower back, pain in the left elbow. Headaches. History of slip and fall is as follows. On 6-11-2022, Ms. Louis McClung, a 82-year-old black female, allegedly slip and fell at around 7:30 p.m. The event occurred at Northville Downs, NORTHVILLEDOWNS, racetrack, where she fell. This is located at 7 Mile and Haggerty. The patient was trying to go to bathroom, and when she was walking, she stumbled over a step that was not supposed to be there, and she was also not supposed to go to that particular area. However, there was no notice prohibiting people to go to the bathroom through that particular route. After hitting the step or something that was there in that area as obstruction, she fell on the floor real hard, and there was no sign placed to avoid this accident. As a result of this fall, she hit her left hand, left elbow, and left shoulder, left hip, and left knee when she came down on the floor. There was no direct trauma to the head, no bleeding, no laceration, although she had some bruises on the lip and the mouth. She was checked for later on by a ophthalmologist who identified a torn retina leading to bleeding in the eye, for which steroid shots are being given. I have not been informed whether this is related to her current accident. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting severe pain in the left elbow and the lower back, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, there is no radiation to lower legs or buttocks in any fashion, no radiculopathy. No pain in the neck, mid-back is reported. She reports of 2 knee replacements, and she reports of slight pain in the left knee. And left hip also. They are around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And slight difficulty walking. There is no radiation of pain to the fingers or upper extremities from the neck, and there is no neck pain either. She was initially seen at Henry Ford Hospital ER on 6-11-2022, Dearborn, that did some x-rays, and medications were provided for the elbow, and there was no cast given to her. It healed naturally. Since then, she has not done any physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, although she has a permanent neurologist in Dearborn and a cardiologist for her pre-existing issues. Regarding the pain issues, she reports that these pains are now continuous, and they are described as being sharp, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected, 8, in the system review. Patient reports that the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by medications. The patient reports that There is no numbness, tingling, pins and needle, muscle weakness, bladder, bowel, incontinence. And no anxiety, depression, panic. ADLs are not affected beyond 5. And patient reports of having some X-rays for the left elbow at the Dear Bond Henry Ford Hospital, which are not available at the time of dictation. Regarding past treatment, I have informed that Henry Ford Hospital ER, she was seen initially, that found the fracture of her radius head on the left side, for which no cast was provided. It was left to heal naturally. Regarding the system review, in respiratory disease, she suffered from shortness of breath. Heart disease, she suffered from high blood pressure. And she has an endocrine disease, diabetes, type 1. In musculoskeletal, she is suffering from joint replacement. Her both the knees were replaced with a total knee replacement. Her surgical history is positive for the past surgical history is positive for quadruple bypass last year at Harper Hospital, for which there is a 12-inch long scar in the front of the chest. Allergies none. Family history. Mother is deceased due to heart disease. Father is deceased due to heart disease. Two brothers she has, who both died of a heart attack. She is able to sleep 4 hours, and she can walk up to half a block without pain, beyond which she has a pain. She suffers from sleep problem, depression, but denies any homicidal thought, suicidal thought, anxiety, depression, or any other issue. Sorry, depression is there, but no concentration problem, self-work, or mood problem. Relationship status, patient is widowed and lives with her son. Current employment status, patient is retired and does not work. Disability, she never filed a disability. Legal history, patient has J.C. Auto Law, who is a legal representative. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. She has reported in another area that general activity, mood, work, sleep, enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate are affected 9 on the scale of 1 to 10. She also suffers from headaches which are to the left temple, moderate, off and on, sensitive to the noise. And she suffers from dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, nausea, and blood vision. Physical examination. This is an 82-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, and sitting comfortably. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear severely anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well, reasonably. She is mobile, and she has back brace, neck brace, tension unit, and all of them. And the rest of the physical examination is from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination that are found to be normal. Gait is normal. In the skin, please mention there is a 12-inch long scar at the front of the chest from previous cardiac surgery. In the spine examination, on inspection, the entire spine is normal curvature alignment, no scars are noticed. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is present at the bilateral sacroiliac. At the left sacroiliac joint is slightly tender. And no paravertebral muscle spasm or paraspinal muscle spasm or tenderness is noticed, no hypertonicity. Range of the cervical spine is completely normal. forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 45, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and rotation is bilaterally is 15. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Stirling sign negative, Lermit test is negative, distraction test is negative, Soto-Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slum test is negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg rest test is negative, Breger test is negative, Camp test negative, femoral nerve stretch test negative, Babinski sign negative, sacroiliac joint. The left SI joint is slightly tender. Standing flexion test, standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test is positive. Distraction test negative. Left-sided Faber test and left-sided Gonsalin test is positive. Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities, there is a swelling of both the legs with pedal edema due to her congestive heart failure. In addition, there are two large scars on both the knees for total knee replacement anteriorly. And except for both the knees, left hip and left elbow, rest of the extremity on the right side is completely normal with the warm to touch, well perfused, and there is no tenderness, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Pedal edema on both legs is 2+. Range of motion for all other joints on the right side is normal. Could test negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Examination of the left elbow. The examination of the left elbow has a minimal tenderness at the radial head, although there is no scar, no other swelling, and no deviation or ulceration is noticed. The range of motion of the elbow is pretty good. The olecranon process is non-tender, and mild tenderness at the radial head is noticed. The examination of the left shoulder is completely normal. Range of motion is normal. Hawking-Kennedy test is negative. MTBR-10 test is negative. Speed test near test is positive. Speed test near test is negative. Drop arm test negative. Muscle strength is 4/5. The examination of the left hand and wrist is completely normal. On inspection and palpation, there are no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture, color of the skin is normal, angulation deformity is negative. Muscle weakness is not present, no atrophy of thin or prominence. Range of motions are normal, grip is normal, motor power is normal, carpal tunnel compression tests are negative. Tinel sign, silent sign is negative. Examination of the left hip joint. On inspection, there is no contusion, and on palpation, there is a mild tenderness with the mild swelling, but there is no spasm, contracture, no alignment problems. Range of motion of the left hip is normal. Flexion is 140, and external rotation, internal rotation is 40, and motor strength is normal. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Leg length discrepancy is not present. Patrick sign negative. Trendelenburg sign negative. Log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test negative. Examination of both the knee joints revealed that on inspection there is a large scar for previous surgery on both knees. The examination for the right knee is completely normal with no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry. It doesn't feel warm or cold, no capitis, grinding noise, popping noise. Collateral ligaments are intact, motor power is normal, no valgus varus abnormality. Anterior draw, posterior draw negative, McMurray sign negative, Steinman negative, patellar apprehension negative. The left knee joint, however, has a large scar for the previous surgery, and there is tenderness in the knee joint, and mostly it is inside the knee joint area with no swelling, no asymmetry, and doesn't feel warm or cold, but there is a lot of crepitus, grinding noise heard from flexion and extension of the knee joint. The range of motion is, however, normal, 135. Collateral ligaments are intact, and motor power is normal. There is no laceration or contusion, and there is no valgus varus abnormality. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer, McMurray sign, Steinman, patellar apprehension are all negative. diagnosis. Oh, the vital signs I didn't dictate, but let me give you the vital signs. One, blood pressure is 135 over 64, pulse is 82, pulse ox 98, respiratory rate is 20, and temperature 98.1. The height is 5'2", and the weight 140. In general, R26.89, fall Z91.81, debility R53.81. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, elbow M25.521, fracture of radius head and sprain of the left elbow. Pain in the right leg, pain in the left leg, M79.605. Pain in the left hip, M25.552. Pain in the left knee, M25.562. Rule out fracture. Cervical spine, And nothing in cervical spine or thoracic spine. In lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5 axis. Sacroiliac spine, left sided, M46.6 and M54.17, S33.5 axis, pertaining to the left SI joint. The plan of care for McLuhan is from the template, and the treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered to begin 2 times per week, focusing on the left hip, left knee, left elbow, left shoulder. Disability, she is ordered a disability for work and housework and transportation help. Medication-wise, patients provide the following medication: naproxen 375 daily with food, Voltaren gel 3%, 100 gram for topical, lidocaine patch 5% for topical, narcotic analgesics, Tylenol codeine number 3, 20 tablets for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, refer to psychiatry for anxiety. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We do not have any records from the imaging system, but we went ahead and did some x-rays. The left shoulder x-ray reveals normally occurring shoulder joint with no fractures. AC joint is normal, shoulder joint is normally occurring, and left elbow examination reveals a well-united fracture of the radial head. The olecranon and the humerus bone are completely normal. The joint appears to be normal at the left elbow. The examination of the left hip and left pelvis reveals that there is no problem with no fractures or dislocation of the hip. The femur neck appears normal, femoral head appears normal. No fracture of the hip joint or pelvic. X-ray of the left femur is completely normal, no fractures are identified. X-ray of the left knee reveals a well-placed implant from the previous total knee replacement and no associated fracture, dislocation, or any other abnormalities noticed. Normal X-ray. Interventional pain procedures. At this time, no procedure is being considered. Surgical options none, neuropsych none, attendant care none, caseworker none, past medical records are ordered release from Henry Ford Hospital. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered, DME. The patient already has a back brace, neck brace, tense unit. Patient is provided with a back brace and a tense unit and a knee brace to help her recover. The patient has the neck brace and the back brace was lost, so a new back brace has been provided. Education, yes. Weight loss program, none. Disability already discussed. Follow-up is in 30 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.